Studying Steelhead, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Something interesting in the state of Idaho. Idaho Fish and Game and the University of Idaho are moving into the second year of a research project to study how often anglers catch wild steelhead and how well those fish survive after being released. Here's spokesperson Brian Pearson.
Angler reports during the first year of the study have provided some insights into the primary research objectives. Researchers tagged a total of 1,280 fish between July 1st, 2019 to March 19th, 2020. And of those 1,280 tagged fish, 254 of them were caught, released, and reported as of March 31st. And the reported tags have also provided information on other factors, including how often steelhead are caught more than once. So we did have a total of 57 fish that were caught by anglers and were released with the visible plastic tag still attached. So they took a picture of the tag rather than removing it. And of those 57 fish, 6 have been caught and reported for a second time. The shortest amount of time between captures in that group was 6 days, which seems pretty short.
But it does answer one very important question. A lot of people think catch and release doesn't work. Once caught and released, the fish go off to die. So not necessarily true. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.